Sup, y'all? Happy Tuesday. Just got back from the rodeo. It was a fun time. We went to see J Balvin, the Colombian reggaeton artist that has performed with the likes of Beyonce and then many other artists that currently escape me. But it was fun. It was a fun time. It was packed. And the energy was amazing. I put a few videos on my Instagram. I was checking them out, you know. First of the song, you know, just a little video, like 10 seconds, and then that's it, because I like to enjoy the rest of the song, the rest of the show. So that was cool. Kind of sad. I just learned that one of the greatest humans just passed, Professor Stephen Hawking, the physicist, and you know, it is a great loss to humanity. Huge mind, super intelligent person. You know, he's pioneered different theories, and you know, it's always hard to lose somebody that's given a lot to humanity. But nonetheless, that was great. As far as you know, all the contributions that he made for humanity, and you know, he'll be remembered. It'll be remembered for a long time, hopefully forever. And hopefully humanity advances even more as far as technology goes, and science, because I mean, we're nothing without it. Scientists and free thinkers are what make this world go forward, discover new technologies, discover new theories, discover new things. So yeah, that's my two cents on it. Saddened for his passing, and I don't think anybody's gonna be able to fill his shoes right now. His mind was too complex, if you understand. His mentality and his ideas went beyond human comprehension. So we lost a great one today. Other than that, what else we got going on? It's kind of late, so I'm out of ideas. I'm just kind of like shooting from the hip. Yeah, like I said, J Balvin was great. The Houston Rodeo, I think it's gonna end next week. We get a few more country artists coming up, and then after that, you know, it's back to normality, back to normal life. Hopefully after that I'll be able to leave the city for a little bit and venture out to different city, to different place. Looking forward to it, so that'll be fun. One thing that I would like to talk about is the evolution of this type of music, reggaeton. So reggaeton is not a new thing. Reggaeton has been around for, I would say, about 30 years, and it's come from a different evolution of the combination of Spanish music and reggae music. I think one of the pioneers, if I'm not mistaken, is his name was the General, El General, from Panama. And he would sing this type of, I wouldn't say like a merengue, but it's more like, you know, it's basically the beginnings of reggaeton that started in Panama with different people. So the General was, you know, one of the pioneers among others. And then after that, it kind of like just went on the ground a little bit. You may say it would be kind of like the hip hop of the Spanish culture, because, you know, certain type of people liked it and certain others kind of frowned upon it. These guys used to dress up like, you know, also like hip-hop artists with the baggy clothing and all these kinds of things. But it was fun. It was fun music to dance to. And that was the inception. Then after that, they got a hold of it in the Dominican Republic. And then Puerto Rico finally popularized the genre with different artists like, you know, Daddy Yankee and Don Omar and Tego Calderon. And from then on, it took a life of its own the past 10 years, where the roots expanded a little further to countries like Colombia. It had already been in Colombia because Panama is next to Colombia. But artists from the Caribbean were executing it. And then from there, with the help of some Puerto Rican artists, they spread the roots to the center of Colombia, which is more or less Medellin, and that's where we have the most famous reggaeton artists in Colombia, like Maluma and the guy that just performed today in the Houston Rodeo, J Balvin. Now, from here on, I see the trend growing and getting even more popular, because I heard a couple songs today and one of them had this kind of trap sound to it, which is very sticky and it's catchy. So, and everybody was dancing to it and they were singing to it, but it's a different type of beat to it. But then again, you can see how reggaeton, hip-hop, and trap can all mix together and create a different type of sound. Now you see people, not only Latin people, dancing to it or having fun to it. There were, you know, many non-Spanish speaking people that were, you know, dancing and jamming to it. Because I think that's what music's all about. It's a whole union. It is a beat, and it's a feeling. Many people that grow in different countries that, you know, where don't speak English, love Michael Jackson and love bands like Metallica and love, you know, Snoop Dogg and Tupac. And I mean, you don't even know what they're saying, but at the same time, the rhythm, the way the music is carried out and executed seems so harmonically put together that it takes you. And that's what I think it's going on right now with the whole wave of reggaeton artists, guys like I said, J Balvin, Maluma, Don Omar, Tego, what's his name, there's a guy that's very popular too in Colombia. Anyway, Plan B. I mean, I forget. There's so many right now that it's just hard to. Yeah. And even my cousin. My cousin is one of. He does beats for these guys, and he enjoys it and he loves it. And you know, I constantly try to support him all the time, try to guide him here and there, and I think it's just a wonderful experience, a wonderful thing that, you know, everybody gets to do their own thing and the cultures mix, and we get amazing results where you have collaborations. And the latest J Balvin song, well, not the latest, but a very popular one, you have a collaboration with Beyonce, an artist from Houston, and then you have a collaboration with a French artist. And I mean, it's a song that's super played, overplayed, I would say. But it's amazing, it's catchy, and I think that's what all should be. And it's great to see international artists coming into something like the Houston Rodeo and bringing up their culture with them and exposing it to us, to people, so they can see and people have a good a good time and people have fun. So that's my 2 cents on it. Hope y'all have a good night. I catch y'all later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.